ton. And as you can see on that back, I think it's on that back wall behind me in the studio, there's boxes and boxes of found embroidery that I brought with me from the Midwest. I love going to thrift stores and finding things. And there's this huge amount of embroidery. Many of those pieces were made from iron-on transfer images. And there's tons and tons and tons of it. It's sort of ready-made, colorful texture that I can incorporate into my own work. And in many cases, there's tons and tons of flowers that are embroidered on the edges of pillowcases. I probably have hundreds of those things in those boxes over there. But every once in a while, there's something really wacky that really inspires me maybe someone drew it on a piece of fabric or, you know, who knows where it came from, someone else's imagination. And those things are really like gold mines to find. And I sometimes don't always cut those up. Like there's this weird face over there on my studio wall that I've had for a long time that I didn't embroider. I found that at the bottom of a scrap bin in some thrift store somewhere. So I love using those textiles as found surfaces to embroider back into and to cut up and collage together. And I also love thinking about sort of what they were used for originally or who it was made for, and sort of thinking about sort of collaging that story together with my own story that I'm trying to tell in my artwork.
That's really beautiful. And I think that also there's something about old textiles like that I've inherited a certain amount from my grandparents, and mm-hmm. I also live in New York, so I can't collect too much, but I've, you know, picked up some. But the thing about old textiles is there's usually always like these really cool embroideries on them, but then there's some stain on them, you know, that you're kind of like, I can't really use this as it is in my home because it mm-hmm. doesn't, or there's like a hole in it or something. So that's really cool that you can kind of reincorporate these things and reabsorb them into your work. And for listeners, I just want to apologize for any background